South Dakota Game Fish and Parks has asked the state Supreme Court to define what constitutes public interest. The High Court heard arguments Tuesday, April 25th, in Pierre. GF&P maintains that townships in Dade County did not serve the public interest when they vacated roads leading to certain public lands or water. A Fifth Circuit judge ruled for the townships and the GF&P appeals. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Special Attorney General Paul Bichand tells justices that three township boards in Dade County closed roads as a preemptive move. In 2014, the state legislature failed to pass a bill that proposed to define which bodies of water in South Dakota are public. The bill also would have prohibited townships from vacating roads to limit access to them. Bichand says board members in Troy, Butler, and Valley townships then stepped in to vacate roads, but he says they have other options to eliminate expense and liability, such as declaring roads closed or no maintenance.
Whether you want to access a body of water to fish, whether you want to walk down that improved section line to shoot pheasants, or whether you want to catch butterflies, those were declared open for the citizens of the state, whether you live in Dade County or whether they live in Delmont or Deadwood.
He points out that board members initiated the petitions, had others circulate them, and then took action. Aberdeen attorney Jack Heeb represents the townships. He says it's undisputed that board members initiated the petitions, but that's not unusual.
There's also been criticism made that, well, gee, in the one case, almost everybody who signed the petition was related to somebody on the township board. Well, if you look at the record, the evidence reflects, I think, in that township there might be 13 adults residing there, and they're all related to each other for the most part in one way, shape, or form.
Heeb says closing roads doesn't work, that people wanting to get through tear down signs or throw barricades into the ditch, and he says the relevant public interest is one of safety. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.